Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Audio Boo. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. I want to give you some positivity this morning. I want to tell you that today can be the day that you change everything, because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. There is power in praise. There is power in praising negative situations when you think, I can't go no further, that this relationship's going to fail, that at work I'm struggling so hard, that my finances are really bad. You can still rejoice in the midst of these situations, and it will release the power, because rejoicing does three things, Audio Boy. Number one, it energizes and reconstitutes those parts of yourself that may have been breaking apart. We know that laughter is the best medicine, they say. Well, today, by praising God, you are energized. Number two, the devil is terrified. He will have to get his hands off you. If you find that old sin patterns or relationships or negative thoughts or just things that seem to be going wrong, if you start rejoicing in the Lord Jesus, like in Philippians 4:4, where it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. If you rejoice, the devil is terrified and he has to get his hands off you. He cannot be around anywhere where God is glorified. So rejoice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Number three, God is glorified. You honour God, even in the midst of the most difficult situations, when you say, Lord, I know these things don't look too good, and I know my finances may be difficult today. I know my relationships may be really, really struggling. I know that at work things are getting more and more difficult, but still I will rejoice in thee, Lord Jesus, today. I will rejoice today, and I will be glad in the day that you have made, because God is glorified. Three things here. There are 3 points for you today, because you rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, because number one, you are energized. Number two, the devil is terrified. And number three, God is glorified. I have found through the most difficult of situations, what I see in front of my face is not often what I'm going to allow myself to be dictated to in feelings-wise. I will rejoice in the most difficult of situations. The power of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They don't call me Hallelujah James for nothing, because I will rejoice despite what I see. I will not allow my feelings to dictate to me what I do. I will not be stymied or hamstrung. Not at all. Just because things don't look so good, I am going to defy what I see. I'm going to go on what the word of God says, that greater is he who is in me than is in this world, and that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, that I am more than a conqueror, that I am complete in him. Hallelujah. Did you know that it says he joys over you with, you know, singing, he rejoices you with love? Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful thought that God sings over you with love today. So if you don't feel happy, if your situations and circumstances don't look so bad, so good today, Audio, but rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. Try it today. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to rejoice despite what I see. Hallelujah. I want to be like, hallelujah, James, and have that sword in my hand that defies the devil, that defies my circumstances, that defies my feeling, and that in all things work together for good. Hallelujah. This is James Glory. West Yorkshire, in the north of England, rejoicing despite what I see, rejoicing despite what I feel. Hallelujah. Because Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, West Yorkshire, again in the north of England, trying to impart to you to rejoice. It's so powerful. It's so powerful indeed. Amen.